This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Breakfast where the news is read. Television, children fed. Unborn living, living dead.
Bullet strikes the helmet's head. Oh, it's all over. It's all over for Hillary and Bill.
Now, she was intending to run again. That was real intel. But it's time for me to adjust to what happened. I said she intended to run. The Democrats have totally rejected her. Her funding's all run out. Their deep state funding, Obama's all run out. A group of insane, crazed socialists have seized the party. And Hillary Clinton is not going to be running for president in 2020. All the numbers are there. The facts are there. She tried to do it. She would still control the party. She still had control of the money. But it's being taken away from her right now. And this is a good moment.
In the words of Darth Vader, this will be a day long remembered. We've seen the end of Hillary. We'll soon see the end of George Soros.
Evacuation, a moment of triumph. I think you overestimate their chances. Okay. Maxine Meltdown. Waters begs America to turn off TV during State of the Union. We're going to come back with that video. It's on DrudgeReport.com right now. Boy's name got him bullied. Now Trump's going to be defending him at the speech because his last name's Trump. You know, I was thinking, if you had the last name Trump, which is just a German name, what must that be like? Because anti-Trumpers are such ignorant people, just a name means so much to them. See, I've always been lucky. I got such a common name that nobody blames me for, like, Jim Jones having the same name, the same last name. Because Jones is, but, like, when you've got a rarer name like Trump or maybe Kaczynski, they're like, oh, what are you, the Unabomber? So that's coming up tonight, State of the Union. It's going to be pretty amazing. We're going to have live coverage, 7 o'clock Central at Infowars.com/show. And again, we're battling censorship. They're attempting to shut us down. When you get excited about something as an audience and you share it on your email or your text message, they can't censor that yet, or your Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Hey, see the censored State of the Union coverage tonight. That's what overdrives the enemy. So that we're in a position to break investigative journals in the future, to have reporters on the ground. It's amazing. You know, the Super Bowl was down by 30% because people are sick of race baiting. Just with our auxiliary reporters, and I've really been keeping track of it because there's no monetization of it. We don't make money from it, which is what we need to fund things. Caitlin Bennett alone had over 20 million views the last 2 weeks. 20 million. That's 20 million eyeballs, or I guess that's 40 million eyeballs, that watched her. That's just one of our reporters. And you've got Will Johnson, and you've got Millie Weaver, and all these other great people out there kicking butt. Owen Schroyer, tens of millions of views. And so we're fighting on. That's really my job, is administratively to try to keep InfoWars here, our audience funding the mothership, so that we can continue with the cadets who are already winning great battles, doing better than we've done, out there earning their bones in a fight. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I just keep going back to this. Thank you for your support. And remember, this is an epic fight, and your word of mouth is paramount. But above the mountaintop is the sky. And what's heavenly is your prayer. So spreading the word is paramount. Financially supporting us is paramount. Get great products at the same time. Total win-win. But 360 win. But above all that is those prayers. All right. We've got Gavin McGinnis with his big press conference. We'll play clips of. He had yesterday. He's suing the Southern Poverty Law Center. He's popping in. But I want to get to the waterfront when we come back on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. And remember that when InfoWars shut down because they don't want you to have a voice. You are the InfoWars.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
News today. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't happen very often, but I agree with Maxine Waters. She has come out in a new video and ordered people not to watch the State of the Union. You heard Democrats say they shouldn't even have carried his Oval Office speech. I agree. He doesn't get free speech. InfoWars doesn't get free speech. You don't. Only Maxine Waters gets speech. I agree with this authoritarianism. America, sit down and shut up and accept world government. And hail our queen, Maxine Waters. Here she is.
I don't even know why he wants to come and give the State of the Union. The State of the Union under him has not been good. And he has been divisive. And I think he's putting us all in harm's way. And so he's not worthy of being listened to. I don't know why anybody want to pay attention to anything that he has to say. He lies over and over again. Like I said, 6,000 lies have been documented since he's been there. I just can't imagine what he's going to try and say. But since he is a great liar, he'll say anything. Because he's capable of saying anything without facts, without research. And so I'm not looking forward to his State of the Union. And I hope that people will turn the television off.
Yeah, like you've turned Internet Freedom off and all the rest of it. I mean, what a month. And they always just show like 10,000 lies, 5 million lies, like 20 containers of gumballs. These are all lies from a pack of liars. Or they play games like, he said there's a mile high burgers. There was only 2,000 hamburgers. It's hyperbole. It's like saying somebody knocks it out of the park because they got an A+. They didn't literally knock a baseball out of the park like Babe Ruth. Unbelievable crap from that lunatic woman. Well, guess what? Let me look at camera one real quick. Maxine Waters has commanded us not to watch the State of the Union. We're about to play the video, and I agree with her. There's no First Amendment in America. Don't listen to Trump. Just believe her when she says he's a liar. Just believe her. Just believe in mainstream media. Just do it. And don't watch tonight at InfoWars.com/show. Whatever you do, don't watch it.
He wants to come and give the State of the Union. The State of the Union under him has not been good. And he has been divisive. And I think he's putting us all in harm's way. And so he is not worthy of being listened to. I don't know why anybody want to pay attention to anything that he has to say.
All right, shut her up.
Over and over.
She wants to shut everybody else up. I already played her once. I can't listen to it again. This is the demoralization of America. If you wonder the scum that globalists would hire to swindle America, to bankrupt America, to raise interest rates, to stop the recovery. This is it. You want to look at the bottom of the barrel, folks. It's Maxine Waters with all her $5 million homes and Bentleys and everything, and her husband getting all that bailout money from her, direct cash to his bank. This is a hateful, arrogant, crazed demon who is only pissed that Trump is trying to remove this tick from our neck. Wow. Does she give Trump credit for trying to get black folks out of prison or try to end the wars? No. She supports the wars. She supports Hillary that said black men are super predators. Because listen, it went back to the Romans, and it went back to the sugarcane plantations 400 years ago in the Caribbean, and to the South where, you know, 1% of the population had slaves. The establishment always tries to find a black lady as the Judas goat to go out and to lead black families into slavery. She is the house slave of the globalists. Maxine Waters is a house slave to make sure the blacks get aborted. She's the house slave to make sure that you never get a job, to make sure you make your trip as quickly as possible right to prison for her Lord and Savior, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who says that blacks are super predators and need to be brought to heel. In fact, can we cue that up? Because that's an actual video. I mean, just imagine if anybody else said that. But see, Hillary can because, well, you know, she's Hillary Clinton, so she's allowed to do whatever she wants. Bill Maher can say the N-word. Bill Maher can say he likes pedophilia. Doesn't get in trouble. Anybody else does it, you got a problem. Because look at her. Just look at how ugly she is. And I don't mean just because she's old, but the total, go back to the earlier photo, the total disconnect with reality. It was the photo before that, two photos before that. Oh, I mean, look at her. Just look at that. It's like a great white shark. Back it up one. A great white shark just cresting out of the water. It's just a psychotic demon from hell, like, I've invaded your planet. War, death, murder. I love it.
The Earth will serve us well. Prepare operations for destruction.
It's an actual dialed-in transmission from Hillary. You know, I was the first to point out that she looks like a great white shark cresting. Now it's a luscious, juicy meme. Let me get serious. Gavin McGinnis is popping in after his big press conference yesterday. We're going to play some clips of that. But the first big thing I want to do is just tell you some of the other big news that's coming up here. I mentioned it last hour, but I think this is something that should be re-mentioned because it's so big. Mitch McConnell, the Republicans with the Democrats, passed a near unanimous resolution to continue maximum troop deployment in Afghanistan and Syria, despite the fact that they meant there's no strategic value in it and that it's for globalism and that we're basically China's mercenaries. So that story's up on Infowars.com. Very, very sick. Meanwhile, China to gorge on double muscle Frankenswine pigs after ditching fat. And when you look at these pigs, they're genetically engineered to not have fat. And the government has ordered people to come out with these. The government has ordered the population to breed these cloned chimera pigs that have all sorts of bizarre genetic engineering put into them. And so this just shows how China has no bottom. The bottom's fallen out. They've got chickens that they breed in China that don't have wings. They have nothing but four legs. And so the government's banning traditional pigs because they have fat on them. I mean, look at that video. Click on that video of those Franken pigs. I mean, that looks like something out of a nightmare vision of hell. So that's what's going on in the world. And this is just the beginning. I remember like 10 years ago on the BBC, China now has human milk produced by cows that are part of human, and the milk's identical to human milk. Yeah, right. And it's being sold in stores as baby's milk. And this is just the stuff they're showing you. This is just the stuff they're showing you. Record profits puts new bullseye on tech giants. Absolutely. And then when we come back, there's big articles out here dealing with the fact that women's brains are different than men's. And then there's even a discussion, are we allowed to say that? I don't know. Are women different than men? They have a uterus. They have a totally different cycle. They're our species. And you have straight-up scientific journals going, are we to say in the journals that women have vaginas and uteruses? And they sit around with straight faces going, is it offensive? That's the total cult brainwashing. Right, as all the GMO floods and all the transhuman and human clones, they've got us so confused. You can't say men and women exist or families exist, but you can have Franken pigs and Franken cows and human clones for their organs and kill political distance. They're just frying everything. They're telling moral people mothers and fathers and families are bad. They don't exist. But Franken pigs and Franken chickens, they do. You can just see the little gremlins at their transmission tables interfacing with San Francisco. It's like a big video game for them as they tear the planet apart.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It it's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up and call on the loose. Sunbeams in my head. Wrapped up in silence on circuits of death. Can I be cold?
So this is the way modern psychology works. This is the way the psych warfare system operates. They get the corporate media lined up with a set of talking points, and then they will target a few people out in the general public to be attacked, to be demonized, to be destroyed based on a lie. And then once they've done that, they can then start targeting other people who will then prostrate themselves on the ground, begging, saying, please don't come after me next. And now they've got a stampede of fear going. And then no matter how many mentally ill, you know, 6'4" linebacker dudes in pink shirts go in and tear up stores and physically attack people saying, I'm a ma'am, you must bow down to it. And then the general public sees that and says, well, this is total mental illness, but I better go ahead and submit to it. And at that point, there's a total collapse in the society. So cults always try to get you to do weird stuff. Because if you'll do it, you'll do anything. So this is all cult programming. This has all been cooked up by the cults that are modern psychology, modern psychiatry. And now it's gotten to the point where they have major scientific journals and others, I have the articles right here, going, it's time to change medical books. You can't have men and women, because if you have men and women, some people aren't men and women, it hurts them that you're a man or a woman and you're so privileged. So we can't actually have medical books about how to do surgery on a cervix because it doesn't exist. And you're like, this sounds like comedy. But see, they mean business. This is mass-designed mental illness. And so imagine the sun is yellow. It's a yellow star. It's a yellow star. Well, what if someone wasn't yellow and they said, well, it hurts my feelings, I'm not yellow, so the sun can't be yellow because someone else isn't yellow. Google said last week, we're looking at how to control the name family. Other people may not have them, so if you use the word, it can be hurtful. Well, that's mentally ill. It makes perfect sense. You're attacking language. You're attacking words. To where if you try to type it on your Android phone, words you're not supposed to, it won't let you do it. That's the total control. And if they'll get you to say family doesn't exist, well, then nothing exists. So there's an article out of New York Mag, The Nature of Sex, and it says, suddenly feminist groups are mad that men are showing up in bathrooms and little girls' showers and saying they're women. No, women are saying we're women. See, first they get women to divide themselves from the family and say, we're women, hear me roar. Now they're like, well, actually, I'm a man, hear me roar, I'm a woman. So they taught women in the early phase using territorialism to say, I'm women, I'm not man. Well, we're all in one community, really. You're an individual, but you're part of a communal. But once they did that, now they're like, no. Now you are not a woman or a man. And feminists are like, no, I'm all into women power and women. And when women are separate from men, we got uteruses, blah, blah, blah. We've got mitochondrial DNA. Men don't even have it. Yeah, exactly. Women really figure out why you're targeted. The folks telling you, I mean, articles, can men get pregnant? All of this is just, oh, look, two penguins are gay because male penguin's taking care of an egg. That's what penguins do. Male penguins take care of eggs even if it's not theirs. If a tiger seal eats a male penguin, another penguin takes over the egg. But everywhere nationwide, look at the gay penguin. He's taking care of an egg. Everything is to jack with your kids, to screw you up. So, it might be a sign of the end times or simply a function of our currently scrambled politics. But earlier this week, four feminist activists, three from a self-described radical feminist organization, Women's Liberation Front, appeared on a panel at the Heritage Foundation. Together, they argue that sex was fundamentally biological. Oh, wow. And not socially constructed, and that there is a difference between men and women and trans women that needs to be represented and respected. Yeah, in Japan, if you're going to call yourself a woman, you got to at least cut your genitals off. You're not really a woman, you're a eunuch now, but okay, you put some skin in the game, you can call yourself a woman. For this, they were given a rousing round of applause by the Trump supporters, religious right members, natural law theorists, and conservative intellectuals. And it goes on. What, 2 + 2 = 4? But again, it's a total attack on reason, attack on the West. In fact, let's play the audio of the standing ovation. And this is what upsets the left. That, like, we say the emperor has new clothes. They point out he's naked. And they're getting together, and the left isn't buying it. Well, my God, how far are you going to go? It's all about NAMBLA admits this, saying, well, I identify as a child, NAMBLA says, so I can have sex with your five-year-old. And it's some 400-pound gross dude. It's not dude, it's baby boy. And so this is all just part of the mental illness, where you'll have a woman that says she's turned into a man, and then they get pregnant, so they say a man's having a baby. No, you're a woman that says they're a man that's having a baby, who we're sure you're going to screw up. Let's bring in the rest of the story. Here's The Guardian. Women's brains are 4 years younger than men's. Yeah, they live 4 years longer on average, too. Baby girls are stronger and live longer than boys. That's all known. Women's blood-brain barriers are stronger. Yeah, women are different. Women have a whole double set of DNA the scientists can't even figure out. Meanwhile, women's brains are nearly 4 years younger than men's, at least in how they burn fuel, according to scans performed by researchers. But then the question is it okay to even call them women? This is like a fever dream, but it's the takedown plan. I don't know, is my mom different than my dad? This is how you take a civilization over. Obesity-related, NBC News, cancer rises fastest among American millennials, study finds. Oh, yeah, children and young people never used to get cancer. Now you do. You just keep taking those vaccines, though. Bye-bye, Bluebird. Doctors surprised by scope of adult-onset food allergies. Why are allergies, not just peanuts, but thousands of foods killing people now? Because we're eating GMO. It puts our body into a hyper-immune situation, and it triggers it, which we've had scientists on for 20 years telling you. Tomorrow's news today. Oh, France24.com, gut feeling. Study links depression to digestive bacteria and autism, which... the doctor that first exposed that, they removed his medical license, which he got back. Because it goes in with an enzyme released by the vaccine autoimmune response, fries your gut. Your gut begins to create a toxicity because the measles, mumps, rubella creates a autoimmune response to regular gut bacteria, essentially destroying your gut. And it creates toxins that boys are 8 times more likely to not be able to stop. Girls have a blood-brain barrier. Oh, they're still going to get cancer. They're still going to have major problems down the road. But the girls are so tough that their brains block it. Takes about 5 times the vaccines to kill a girl that has a boy. But don't worry, they kill them, and kill them aplenty, including people's kids in this building. And they want to kill your kids next. So you better damn well know that's why they want me off the air. I just let it all out to you, didn't I? We'll be right back. Spread this video later if you want to save some lives. I want to thank you all for joining the team coming in for the big win.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Human destiny. Free will. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, McGinnis is having some microphone problems. He's back in his home studio. We're getting him lined up here. Let's just go to phone, guys. It's no big deal. Here in the next few minutes. But let me mention some of the other news here that I've got in front of us. We're going to be here tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, for an hour leading up to the State of the Union with the President tonight. This is going to be a big deal. And again, this is a great way for us to reach out to new people. You're going to be watching our live feeds on local TV or listening on radio. However you're listening or watching, tell folks about it and share the link to Infowars.com/show. And we'll have the link up on the front page of NewsWars.com and Infowars.com when we carry this. It's so important. We reach out to people and say, hey, hear what the president actually has to say, because people like Mad Maxine are saying, don't watch it, turn it off. The Democrats have also said, you know, don't even let him have Oval Office discussions. Mitch McConnell's basically threatened impeachment and passed a resolution saying if you try to pull our troops out of Syria or Afghanistan, we'll impeach you. I mean, it's supposed to be the president that's over these wars and Congress that funds them. And so just we're seeing a lot of bizarre globalist behavior right now. But I, for one, am very, very proud of the president for what he's been doing. And I rarely play a clip twice in the same show. The full 15-minute video is up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. You know, Don Salazar article, Rand Paul lashes out against forever wars. Our military do not want to be the policemen of the world. Very powerful 16-minute video on Infowars.com. It'll only get out if you get it out. I mean, where's the left not wanting all these illegal wars? Where's the left not wanting blacks to get three times the prison sentence of whites? Trump's ended it all, and they want his impeachment. I mean, that is so Twilight Zone or Black Mirror or Outer Limits for me to know that Trump's just trying to turn the economy on and trying to get us better deals and trying to get all these secret technologies declassified and the deep state's hijacked America. It's like, no, you're not doing that. We own and run this, man. China gets over $100 billion a year of rare earth minerals out of Afghanistan. We get zero. We pay to protect it. On average, over $100 billion a year in the last 18 years, 17 and a half years. And then China gets all the stuff. I mean, I'd still be against it if we were getting all the rare earth minerals. But China's been given the monopoly. Like, okay, well, we're there for the minerals. It's still immoral. Let's get out of there. But it makes it worse that we pay for it and we die and people get their arms and legs blown off and get sent home in pine boxes to mommy and daddy. It's insane. I looked the numbers up. We spend $100 billion on average in the last 17 years. So it's approaching $2 trillion. And it's been cut under Trump. So it's down to $54 billion a year. That's five times the complete wall. And again, the sports stadiums in the last decade, $40 billion. I looked it up. David was saying 35. $40 billion smackers. $40 billion smackers. $40 billion for sports stadiums that these billionaires get built for free. Hey, if your football team's so damn important, you pay for it. Oh, but we don't have money to build a wall. We can just build $40 billion of sports stadiums. So let's go to the Rand Paul clip here because this is so important. 2-minute boil down where he lays it out, and I totally agree with him.
Is Afghanistan a mess? Sure, it's a mess. It's always been a mess and always will be a mess. But now our mission has changed to nation building. I want to compliment President Trump for being bold and brave in saying enough's enough. Let's spend that money at home. We spend $51 billion a year in Afghanistan. That money could be spent at home. I've got three members of my family in the military. I don't want them to go to Afghanistan. Every one of our political and military leaders, Republican, Democrat, and Independent, will tell you there is no military mission in Afghanistan, and yet we stay. Some of the very same people who say we have no mission, in the next breath say we need to send more troops there. We sent 100,000, and we completely had victory, and then they came back as our troops came down. Are we to send 100,000 and keep them there forever? This resolution is an insult to the president, and I will oppose it. This resolution is put forward by Republicans who say to President Trump that you are leaving precipitously from Afghanistan. How do you leave precipitously after 17 years? 17 years! We are no longer fighting anyone who attacked us on 9/11. The people we are fighting were not even born when 9/11 happened. The war over there has nothing to do with 9/11. It has to do with nation building. And I'll tell you what one Navy SEAL told me that I met a year or two ago. He says, we'll go anywhere. We'll kill our enemy. We'll do what you ask of us. But the mistake is when you ask us to stay, plant the flag, and become policemen. They don't want to be policemen. Our military do not want to be the policemen of the world. We fight when we have to, and we should come home. That money should be spent here at home.
There's still some good people. You know, and I'm mad at Trump. for not going after deep state more and for not going after the vaccines more and some things. But overall, I mean, it's not lesser of two evils. It's a total different ballgame of what Hillary would have been doing right now and all the evil stuff she wanted to carry out. And the fact that he is like, there's no mission here and we're spending 30, 40 billion in Syria and 50 something billion here. That's 100 billion. Bring it back. Give the troops raises. He's already done that twice. And they're just like, no. And the average person I know, even non-commissioned officers who've been in 10, 15 years, they can barely pay their bills. But don't worry. The big companies themselves are making billions of dollars. I don't care if these companies make a lot of money. That's what builds up infrastructure. But don't do it at the expense of the damn country, and we lose the whole nation when the country's collapsing, and there's a whole raft of socialist candidates about to take over, and we can't even take care of people at the VA so they don't commit suicide? And the president can't even say it's okay to love your nation? They call that evil and say the word nation is evil? And father and mother and family is evil? These people are the enemy! Gosh! I mean, it's so clear. It's our fault. We've let a bunch of crazy criminals run things. And now they think it's crazy we even exist anymore. We're so tolerant. We let these lunatics do whatever they want. And now we're sitting here and they're telling us that, well, hey, you're normal and you have a good life and you're upright. We're jealous of that. We want your kids. Well, guess what, scumbag? You're not getting them. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come right back. We had huge sales, the biggest sales ever during Christmas. And they were. It was a total blowout sale. And it was very successful, except it didn't really fund us because a lot of stuff was being sold at cost. We have some other big, huge, now targeted sales of best-selling products. And these are products you need that are awesome. We have BrainForce, our total bestseller. It doesn't make the most money, but it's a so low price. But it's a great nootropic for the brain. Amazing focus, clean energy. It's not replaced by TurboForce. It's augmented. But I will tell you, TurboForce will kick you into the next level in an insane way. I say you take half a packet the first time because it's mainly a total body energy. It's the next level energy drink, pre-workout, whatever you want to call it. It is unbelievable. It's wide spectrum. The average person has 10 hours of energy. Nobody else can say that. It's redonkulous. It's just crazy. We have it 50% off with BrainForce because I want you to see how great it is at InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. It's amazing. Get the Brain Force Plus 50% off Brain Synergy Combo. When it averages out, 50% off on Brain Force, 33% off on Turbo Force in the combo. It's an amazing deal. InfoWarsStore.com. Leading brands are $40-$50 just for what Brain Force is. This is Brain Force at $19.95. InfoWarsStore.com. Your funding makes it all possible. Plus, these are amazing products. There's some other big specials as well. Check them out.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Maxine Waters, we played the clip earlier, we'll play it again in a few minutes, is in total panic mode. She says, do not watch the State of the Union. It's like they didn't want Trump to be able to even have his Oval Office. They said, just shut it down, don't carry it. They want everyone censored. But they're really going to panic over this. Even though the polls are fake and skewed for the Democrats, Trump's approval rating higher than Obama at same point in the presidency when he gave his third State of the Union. Also, up on InfoWars.com by the great Jamie White, very important article that you get and get out to everybody. Terrified liberals urge boycott of President Trump's State of the Union address. How about you go get this article and send it out and say, you know what, the censorship's gotten so bad, now they're saying don't watch the State of the Union. Don't hear what this guy has to say. We want to misrepresent it. It's truly incredible. And now, the Office of the Inspector General has not released the name of the FBI agents, but they're recommending criminal indictments for misconduct of FBI supervisory special agent for making false representations, working for an FBI contractor according to gifts from an FBI applicant, receiving them, accepting the FBI applicant in an employment selection process, and misusing a government vehicle and cell phone. So a lot of shoes are about to drop on that front. The battle is joined. Now joining us, speaking of joining, is Gavin McGinnis, who just filed suit against the very mysterious globalist multi-billion dollar consortium of the Southern Poverty Law Center that started out trying to help poor white and black farmers in Alabama when they got screwed over, 50 years ago and got taken over and got turned into a whole new situation where they just demonize anybody that isn't for George Soros. So we had part of his press conference yesterday, but he's joining us right now to give us the latest. Gavin, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Well, wow. So break this down. How the press conference go? What's the response been like?
The response is great. We've already raised about $35,000, I think, on defendgavin.com. We'll need to raise a lot more, of course. It's going to be a hell of a battle because we're going up against people that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, even that payout they did to Majid Nawaz of $3.7 million, that was just a parking ticket to them. We are up against a major force right now.
Let's break down, like you do in your press release, who these people really are, what their plan is, because they're seen as God by the banks, the media, and when they say you're a bad person, you go right to the ovens.
This is more than just a hate list. It's not just a random list that you appear on and it doesn't matter. And it doesn't just affect your Twitter account or stop you from putting a picture on Instagram. They are deeply embedded in all social media, and they are getting involved in banking and affecting what companies can bank with whom. I mean, it's sort of like the Al Sharpton racket where they say, you better use us as your policy guide, as your ethics commissioner, or we're going to blackball you and make you seem evil and put you on our hate list. So it's a form of extortion at this point. And they've got this new thing called Change the Terms, where they want to get deeply involved in all social media, which is really getting involved in the way us Americans talk to each other. They want to prevent us from talking to each other. And it's really insidious. It's really Orwellian. And it's mostly directed at Christians and conservatives. But I'm telling you, the left knows how to cannibalize itself. And it's going to start affecting everyone on all sides of the spectrum. This isn't just going to be, I'm against bigots. This is going to be whoever the SPLC dislikes is depersoned across all platforms and unable to do business, bankrupted.
Well, let me raise this because Joe Rogan's been getting 40,000 to, 5,000 dislikes since it came out that he's on the payroll of Jack Dorsey and Twitter for product placement, not telling people and promoting Bitcoin and other securities without telling people that he's being paid, which is illegal. A lot of folks get paid major fines and jail time for that. I'm just pointing out that he wants to be holier than thou. We're going to expose it. But don't worry. Google's parent company of YouTube says we're looking to get rid of the thumbs up, thumbs down, because that's a hate. Being able to vote, being able to show if you like something or not, which the whole system is based on, that group voting, well, that's evil. Democrats love voting if it's illegal alien. They don't want you voting. Haters can't hate if there's no dislike button. Users slam YouTube for mulling thumbs down fix. That was yesterday. They're officially saying today that they are planning to get rid of it. That's just next level.
You know, this is all just a war on color and a war on fun. The war on you, Alex, is a war on people who are hyperbolic. And thumbs down, thumbs up, that's how we express ourselves. You know that non-playable character meme and the learn to code meme? They're going to start calling those hate speech, and they'll outlaw those.
Wait. They banned a whole bunch of people saying learn to code is white supremacist. So that's actually banned now. A leftist can say I'm going to kill you and all that. But if you say, hey, learn to code, well, you're off Twitter.
It's a war on jokes. Remember Orwell said within every joke is a tiny revolution? And these people are extinguishing jokes, extinguishing color, extinguishing fun. And it's under the guise of egalitarianism, but that's a lie. The SPLC ran out of actual bigots a long time ago, and now they just generate them out of thin air. And in that sense, they're the real hate group because they are generating hate where there is none.
Think about Google came out last week and said, we're looking at how to control the word family. It's hurtful. So now family, you talk about a cult. You talk about getting rid of color. You talk about 1984, everybody wears gray outfits. The houses are ugly to dehumanize. They're trying to end the family. They haven't figured out how to do it. He was a top Fabian socialist who was on board till he found out how bad the socialists were. And 1984 is about how bad fascists and socialists are. And so, they're getting rid of the real diversity. They're getting rid of what really makes us great.
And it's what makes America unique. I mean, free speech isn't a big thing in Canada. In fact, the Canadian Human Rights Commission proudly touts that they are not about free speech. That's an American thing. Britain One of the reasons Majid Nawaz was able to sue the SPLC is because Britain doesn't really have free speech laws. It's easy to sue over there when you decided someone has offended you. And the beauty of America is we are the ugly Americans. It's Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack. We're crass. We like to make inappropriate jokes. You know, this is the home of Beavis and Butthead. And they're taking that all away, and they're draining America of the red, white, and blue and just making it gray.
I forgot to send this to the producers a few days ago when I saw it, but a famous British author, Chris Hitchens' little best buddy, he does this video. It's time to talk about Alex Jones and white supremacism. And then he says, Jones says kill the Parkland parents. Jones says kill children at Parkland. I never said that. He says Jones said no one died at Parkland. So now they've just moved on from Sandy Hook and are just making up the most insane crap I've ever seen in my life.
It's exhausting. I mean, you read these Huffington Post articles and you go, there's so many falsities in here that it would take me like $500 of lawyer time to identify them all. It's getting tedious now. And then you look up a lot of these authors and you see that they're closely linked with Antifa and you realize journalism is dead. Journalism doesn't involve research anymore. Journalism is all just opinion pieces now. And they're really bad writers, too. That's the worst part. You're reading fiction by incompetent writers.
What's the next shoe to drop?
What do you mean? For me or in general in society?
Well, no, just at every level, because I asked you like 2 years ago, when will we hit peak liberal insanity and outrage? You said, oh, I think it's going to get much worse. And so what's next for you? What's next for their moral outrage?
I think what's next with the far left, the SPLC, is total domination of all communication platforms. So conservatives, Christians and conservatives, have no voice. And it will just be this infinite loop bubble of people making up stories about Trump and about conservatives and about guys like you and me, and we won't be able to defend ourselves. And they'll go off at a tangent until we are inhuman. We're easy to kill. You've had so many lies about this person being a Nazi that it seems ethical to kill him. And that's where I think we're headed to. We're headed to intense violence towards Christians and conservatives.
Well, that's it. And just the insanity of these people and their arrogance. And a lot of it is big free societies create a lot of bums and a lot of stupid people. I mean, that's a yeah. side effect of freedom. And, like, you go to a Democratic event, I mean, these are like, it looks like a mental institution escaped. But they're all hateful, and they're all pissed, and they all want to run your life. And it's like, we've met authoritarianism, and I think we've let this happen.
I think you're right. I'm getting another call from another news source. I'm doing interviews all day.
I know. I'm sad we got you on 45 minutes late. I hope you get your computer fixed. Gavin McGinnis, have fun, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Good job following that suit and taking action. All right. We'll be right back on the other side with a ton of news. Hour 3, straight ahead.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's really hard.